The National Pork Producers Council is calling for immediate government intervention to sustain a farm sector essential to the U.S. food supply. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
A long-standing labor shortage, which has already limited pork processing plant harvesting capacity, has become dramatically worse in recent days as plants have suspended operations in dealing with rising worker absences. National Pork Producers Council President A.V. Roth told reporters participating in a conference call yesterday this is backing up hogs on farm, creating a financial crisis as hog prices plummet.
An analysis by Dr. Dermot Hayes, an economist with Iowa State University, and Dr. Steve Meyer, an industry economist, projects that hog farmers will lose $37 per hog marketed, or $5 billion collectively for the rest of the year. This is on top of nearly $5 a head lost in January and February. And after trade retaliation, significant losses for our export-dependent farmers over the last 2 years, we are now a farm sector in dire crisis. Farmers are already exiting the business, and the damage will worsen without immediate government intervention. Producers need over $1 billion in pork purchases by the USDA to clear out a backed-up meat supply, supplementing agencies' food banks programs facing increased demands due to rising unemployment. Direct payments to producers without eligibility restrictions.
Roth says America's hog farmers are resilient and typically self-sufficient, but COVID-19 has created an unprecedented circumstance, and swift government action is needed to stabilize a sector that accounts for more than 500,000 jobs in rural America that are now at risk. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.